The Trump administration is giving immigration authorities new and broad powers to quickly expel migrants who were temporarily admitted to the country by the Biden administration. More than 1 million migrants were admitted to the U.S. under two Biden-era programs, despite objections from critics who said those programs themselves were illegal. Now the acting Homeland Security Secretary has signed a memo that lays out what will happen next. NPR's Joel Rose has been following this and is in studio with us now. Hi there.
Hi, Juana.
So, Joel, just start by telling us, what is in this memo? What does it say?
Yeah, it was signed last night by acting Homeland Security Secretary Benjamin Huffman, and it appears to give immigration authorities permission to begin removing migrants who are admitted to the country under two Biden-era programs. That is the CBP-1 app, which allowed migrants to schedule appointments at ports of entry to begin their asylum claims. And the other is a separate program for people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. These are what the Biden administration called lawful pathways. They were intended to discourage people from crossing the southern border illegally to seek asylum. But immigration hardliners argued that the programs themselves were unlawful. On Monday, the Trump administration terminated both of those programs, but did not say anything about what would happen to the roughly 1.4 million people who were admitted to the U.S. lawfully through them. Now, the Trump administration has given immigration authorities guidance, basically a roadmap on how to begin removing them.
Okay, but practically, Joel, what does that mean for the people who were admitted this way?
This is where it gets complicated. The memo says that some migrants may be quickly expelled under the power known as expedited removal if they have been present in the U.S. for up to 2 years. Expedited removal was originally only applied to migrants who had recently crossed the border, but now the Trump administration has expanded expedited removal. And this authority essentially allows officials to skip a lot of due process and speed up deportations. For migrants who are not eligible for expedited removal, the memo directs immigration authorities to put them in regular deportation proceedings. The memo says authorities may want to prioritize migrants who've been in the U.S. for more than a year without seeking asylum, but that is not binding, though I think it gives us maybe some idea of how this could play out.
What have you been hearing from immigrant advocates? What has the reaction been?
Alarm. I mean, I think they're very worried that immigrants who fled from dangerous places may now be forced to go back.
I just want to take a second, Joel, and step back here. This is part of a whirlwind, really, of executive actions on immigration since President Trump's inauguration earlier this week. Where does this memo fit in here?
Yeah, the Trump administration is methodically deconstructing the immigration policies of the Biden administration. We are talking about executive actions that the previous administration took without Congress, and that means that they can be very easily swept aside by the new administration. Those are some of the most dramatic changes that we've seen to immigration policy this week. There is a lot more that the Trump administration is doing through executive orders and policy memos, but in many cases, that is going to take a lot longer, I think, to take shape.
Last thing, it's only been a few days, but Trump officials have been touting their immigration arrest numbers this week. What can you tell us about how those compare to previous administrations?
Yes, it's early days, but so far the numbers are up. The White House says yesterday ICE arrested over 500 migrants with criminal records. Under President Biden in 2024, ICE arrested an average of about 200 migrants a day with criminal records or charges pending. But former ICE officials I've spoken to say so far this is largely business as usual. What has changed sharply is the communication strategy. This administration is talking a lot more about enforcement because that is what its supporters want to hear. But that said, it is still very early. And we are seeing with this memo, the Trump administration is building the machinery to remove a lot more people, even if we're not totally seeing that in the numbers just yet.
NPR's Joel Rose, thank you.
You're welcome.